Hi, my name is James Shepherd, and today I want to talk to you about the opening pitch that always works when you're selling merchant services. Now, when you're out in the field and you're selling merchant services, probably the most difficult thing for salespeople to figure out and to implement is the right opening pitch. And there's a lot of time and effort and strategy and, you know, even in some cases, unfortunately, dishonesty and lying and things that go into the opening pitch, because it really is a challenge to grab the attention of the prospect that you want to talk to. You have to grab their attention. And so I want to talk to you today about the three elements of an opening pitch that just always works every single time. Okay, so ready? Here we go. Number one, honest information about your business. Honest information about your business. And I want to break these three words down: honest, information, and your business. Okay. So first thing is honesty. Okay. Be honest about who you are and about your business. One of the questions I get all the time is from people that are just getting into merchant services sales. And they're like, James, I'm brand new to the industry. What do I say to people? You say you're brand new to the industry. And they're like, well, no, if I do that, then it's not going to sound like I'm legitimate. You're not going to sound like you know what you're talking about anyway. You know why? Because you don't know what you're talking about. That's just the way it goes. So instead of trying to trick them into thinking that you're an expert at something you're not, just tell them that you're, you know, just starting a business. Because you know what? At one time, they started a business. And they actually can relate to somebody who's being honest about that. So I always tell people that are brand new to the industry, you walk into businesses, make it your goal the first few days to walk into 20, 30 businesses a day. Walk in. Hi, my name is James Shepherd. I just started a business here in town. I've got my office over in whatever, or my office is over in this spot. And the reason I'm stopping by today is because I'm just doing some market research. I've got a lot of like products and services I'm looking to offer in the payment space, but I really just am kind of curious who you're currently using for credit card processing. And I would just like to know a little bit more about the market I'm getting into. As you know, when you started your business, I'm sure it was that kind of struggle of figuring out what to do first and everything. So I'm in that research stage right now, and I just would really like to know a little bit more about, you know, payment processing and what you're doing right now, if you don't mind. It's a great pitch. Okay. They're going to share information with you. Why? Because they understand that. That's an honest pitch. So honest information about your business. Maybe you're like me. You've been in payment processing forever. Okay. I walk in and say, hi, my name is James Shepherd. I got a business here in town. I'm closing in on 10 years. I've been doing credit card processing in this area. I'm Blair County, Altoona, Hollidaysburg, Duncansville area. I'm really excited to meet you. I know I've never been in here before, and I really appreciate you taking the time to meet with me. Tell me about your processing. Who are you using today? So honesty about your business and about yourself. That's the first thing, is that honesty, okay? Then honest information. What information do you share? Couple things. First of all, share information about how long you've been in business. Share information about who else you take care of in the area. Those are really good things to share. You know, hey, I wanted to stop by today. I do the credit card processing for so-and-so, whatever. And that's one other reason, by the way, that it's so important to get those keystone accounts in your area. If I can give you a little tip to help you jumpstart your business, if there's like two or three businesses in your area that everybody knows that business, maybe they're not like a mega national company, but like a local business that everybody kind of knows that restaurant or whatever, again, go in and be totally honest with them. There are several businesses I went to early on and I said, hey, look, I'm going to be really honest with you. Like, I just got into this business. I do have a processor that's like really, really experienced and all that. So I'm leaning on them heavily to make sure I'm doing everything correctly. But here's the bottom line. If you've ever looked to like take advantage of somebody to save money, this is your opportunity. I will literally do your processing at almost cost, because I want to be able to tell everybody in the area that you process with me. That's a great pitch. You're like, oh, they'll never go for that. Yeah, they will. They'll be like, tell me more. And you're like, look, I need it. You know, now the key thing is you can't tell anybody else what you pay, you know, but I'll do a proposal for you. I guarantee you it's going to save you tons of money, because I literally am not trying to make money on this account. I need the reputational, you know, I know what it's like when you start a business. It's all about reputation. I need the reputation of saying I process with you guys. Like I said, I'm not putting you in a bad spot or giving you any risk. There's a huge processor behind me, and you give me your processor's name and probably a contact there. And like, I'm a little newer, so they're going to be helping me at every step of the way to make sure this is a smooth process. But what you're going to get out of it is basically an amazing deal on the credit card processing, because I just want to tell everybody I process for you. That's a great pitch, and that'll get you a huge sale. And you might even make $50-$100 a month off of it, even if you give them a really good price. So again, that honesty, that's honest. That's an honest pitch. It's true, you know? Honest information about who else you service, about how long you've been in business, about, you know, maybe what business you were in before, if that has some relevance to it. So honest information, and then about your business. You have to treat your business like a business. When you talk about your business, don't talk about you. You are not the business. You're building a business, okay? When you talk to somebody that has a pizza shop, they don't say, hey, oh, great to meet you. Yeah, my name is James Shepherd. I'm a pizza shop company. No. They say, I have a pizza shop company called Tony's Pizza. It's over on Fifth Avenue or whatever, right? You have a business, you know? Yeah, I have a just started a business. My office is over here. Either get an office or you have a home office or whatever it is. Talk about your business like a business. You have a vision. You're going to grow. You're going to hire people. You're a business, you know? You got to talk about it like that. That's going to connect with other small business owners, okay? So the first thing you have to do if you want to make this opening pitch that is always going to work is present honest information about your business. In part two of this little mini series, I'm going to share with you the second thing you have to do to create an opening pitch that always works. My name is James Shepherd. Thanks for watching and listening.